This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli tanks took up positions at the gates of Gaza City's main hospital on Monday, the chief target in Israel's battle to seize control of the northern half of the Gaza Strip. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Monday Shifa Hospital must be protected and that he hoped there would be less intrusive action there. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Volunteers on Monday worked to clean blood splattered on walls and floors of a community that came under attack by Hamas militants on October 7th. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Blood stains left from the deadly Hamas attack on October 7th were painstakingly wiped away from homes in Kfar Aza, a ravaged kibbutz near the border with Gaza. The Israeli community was one of the hardest hit in last month's attack.
We are here today to clean up the houses. After we collected all the bodies,
volunteers like Jamal Waraki worked to absorb the blood splattered on floors and walls of houses in an effort to collect all human remains of the victims killed by Hamas militants. Part of a Jewish custom to bring all found human remains to burial.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. Israeli authorities say at least 52 people were killed in Kfar Aza. The Israeli military shared video and photographs on Monday showing what it said were weapons stored by Hamas in the basement of a children's hospital in Gaza, where it also said hostages appeared to have been held.
These are explosives. These are vests with explosives. Yeah, it's a body vest for terrorists to explode on forces, among hospitals, among patients.
Military spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. This is VOA News. The Israeli resort city of Eilat was supposed to become a safe shelter for over 60,000 people evacuated from towns and villages in southern Israel that were under rocket attacks from Gaza. Yet the city became the target of ballistic missiles fired by Houthi rebels from Yemen and also drones launched from Syria. VOA's Natasha Mozgovaya reports.
Last week, the Israel Defense Forces said its long-range Arrow air defense system intercepted a surface-to-surface missile over the Red Sea, launched toward Eilat. Darin Ray's family is among the survivors of the October 7 attack on kibbutz near Oz by Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror organization. One-fourth of the community of 400 were among the victims. At least 20 people were killed and more than 70 kidnapped. She says Hamas was inside her family's home, but couldn't break into the fortified room where she, her husband, and their three kids were hiding, holding the door for 8 hours. The family evacuated to Eilat, which now is being targeted. Natasha Mozgovaya, VOA News, Eilat, Israel.
A Philippine court has freed on bail of a former senator jailed more than 6 years ago on drug charges she said were fabricated to silence her investigation into then-President Rodrigo Duterte's brutal crackdown on illegal drugs. The European Union Parliament, some American lawmakers, and United Nations human rights experts have long demanded the release of Lila de Lima, who was detained as an opposition senator in February 2017 in what they called political persecution by Duterte and his allies and a major blow to Philippine democracy. The U.S. Supreme Court is taking an unprecedented step amid sustained criticism over some justices accepting undisclosed benefits from wealthy benefactors. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
For the first time, the High Court is adopting a code of ethics. That comes after a series of stories questioning some justices' ethical practices. Many focused on Justice Clarence Thomas not disclosing financial ties with wealthy conservative donors. In a statement, the justices say the code essentially formalizes ethics standards they've long followed and is a bid to dispel any misunderstanding that they see themselves as unrestricted by any ethics rules. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The U.S. Army on Monday set aside the court-martial convictions from a century ago of 110 African-American soldiers, including 19 who were executed, saying they were denied fair trials and a landmark acknowledgement of official racism in the United States. The Army Board for Correction of Military Records overturned the convictions, restoring their service records as having concluded honorably. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.